2008. Auspicious day for me. This is the third anniversary of my mother's death. Murdered by two doctors. I'm not going to go into that. The temptation is there to go into that, but if there's any doctors listening in out there, I'm not here to say that all doctors are murderers, but these two doctors were murderers. They were profiteers. They gave my mother treatments that were unnecessary, which made her feel much worse and which made her system worse, even as she was getting chemotherapy, which I objected to, but that's another story in and of itself. In any case, guess what, folks? Life does go on. We lose friends and family who are dear to us, and life goes on. Fortunately, we also lose enemies, and life goes on. Sometimes it gets better, sometimes it doesn't. In any case, folks, I don't have much to talk about here this evening, but I suspect a lot of you do. We had a caller, one of our regular callers, Mike from Illinois, who called in last evening during the final few minutes, and he raised what I thought was a very interesting question. Now, Mike, if I read him correctly, and I think I do, Mike definitely believes that the official 911 story that's been pawned off on us by the government of the United States is a lie. Now, as you know, I believe the Israelis orchestrated it. I believe that there were American traitors within the U.S. government, within the U.S. system, who helped facilitate it. I don't even necessarily believe, until someone proves it to me, that George Bush knew that it was going to happen. That's another debate for another time. But what Mike said last evening was very interesting. He said this, that in regard to the attack on the Pentagon, the events that took place at the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001, he pointed out that there are many people who don't believe that the Pentagon was hit by a commercial airliner, rather that the Pentagon was hit by a missile or some sort of object of that type. Now, a lot of good arguments have been made on both sides of the issue, and there are people who want to kill each other over the issue, people who have absolutely become bitter enemies over these issues. Some accusing others of being agents of the cover-up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Mike's point, I thought, was quite interesting. He said, if there was indeed a massive conspiracy that was much bigger than 19 angry Arabs, 19 angry Muslims, and I think Mike tends to agree that there was, why, if they did choose to hit the two World Trade Centers, center buildings with airliners, commercial airliners, why did they choose to hit the Pentagon with a missile and then go through an extraordinary orchestration to say that it was, in fact, an airliner that did it? Why didn't they just do what they did in New York, he was asking, and send an airliner crashing into the Pentagon? I think that's a totally logical question. And yet, folks, I know that there were people out there who heard him say that who were very, very angry and upset. We had one caller call in last evening just as the show was winding up, and he said he could answer Mike's question in three words. Well, if he wants to call in tonight, I encourage him to do so. I encourage you to call in and comment on this. The number here is 800-313-9443. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Stay tuned, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's truly really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have some callers lining up, including, I think, the gentleman who called in last evening, and I'll be looking forward to bringing him up. Just a couple items that are not news notes, but just notes about how really the media is so twisted and so irresponsible and so lying. I found discarded in my apartment building a massive book, which is supposed to be a history of the millennium, and it goes through it year by year with newsworthy items. I hear were two items that I threw this massive volume away. It was actually a rather attractive volume, but it was so filled with so much garbage. But I found these rather amusing. Okay. Here's one from 1936. These are like little news stories. Okay. This is Dateline Berlin, August 1936. The black American athletic star Jesse Owens has shattered two world-class sprint records in the Nazi regime's hopes of turning the Olympic Games into a showcase for its dogma of Aryan supremacy. Blah, 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 blah. In other words, Jesse Owens won. Now, here's the payoff, folks. Just as notable was Owens' upstaging of the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, who had intended to greet winners. The thought of publicly congratulating a Negro was too humiliating, and after Owens' second win, Hitler stormed out of the stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute lie. It's an absolute lie. Jesse Owens, in his own memoirs, talks about how the fact that Hitler personally waved to him personally, as he went past Hitler's box at the Olympics. In fact, Jesse Owens bragged about it, number one. That's in his own memoir. Number two, and I wish I had all the data in front of me, so this is off the top of my head. But number two, what happened was Hitler had greeted some of the Olympic winners at the Olympics, but then the Olympic organizers told the leader of Germany that it would be better that he not greet any of the winners because it might be perceived that he was showing partiality if he was unable to greet them all. So therefore, Hitler did not greet anybody personally after that. Hitler did not storm out of the stadium. It was not too humiliating for Hitler to greet Jesse Owens. In fact, Hitler apparently smiled and nodded to Jesse Owens. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler smiled at an American black man who had just won at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Just a little item from the past, just to show you the kind of lies that are put into these books, which ostensibly tell the history of the world. Now, folks, if they lie about something like that, what else do they lie about? Now, here's another one that amused me. I just happened to come across this one. This is from 1883. The headline is what captured my attention. Valhalla greets Jew-hating genius. This is about the death of Richard Wagner, who died on February 13, 1883. It goes on to say that Wagner was a great musical giant. And then, in the closing sentences, it says that Wagner considered Jews to be former cannibals educated to be society's business leaders who had corrupted, quote-unquote, Aryan purity. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. I don't particularly like the music of Wagner. I know that will shock Abe Foxman, Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League, who thinks that I sit around here listening to Wagner and imagining a Fourth Reich or something like that. No, as a matter of fact, the classical music that I happen to like tends to be rather mild Baroque music, chamber music, a lot of it actually from English composers. So I hate to disappoint Abe Foxman there, but my point here, folks, is most people have absolutely no idea that Richard Wagner happened to be anti-Semitic. And yet, this is how whoever wrote this history of the world talks about the death of Richard Wagner. Valhalla greets Jew-hating genius. Who do you think wrote that, ladies and gentlemen? Such garbage. Such garbage that passes for history. My God. What are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we are doing something. We have the Republic Broadcasting Network here at republicbroadcasting.org, struggling to bring you the truth. And this is worthy of note. The Associated Press carried an obituary published in the Washington Post today about the death of Ward Boston. He is, of course, the former Navy attorney who helped investigate the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. This says, believe it or not, folks, in 2002, Captain Boston said that President Lyndon Johnson and his Defense Secretary Robert McNamara had told those leading the Navy's inquiry to, quote, conclude that the attack was a case of mistaken identity, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, according to a signed affidavit. Captain Boston said that he kept his silence because he was a military man and that when orders come, I follow them. He said he felt compelled to go public after the publication of the book, The Liberty Incident, which concluded that the attack was intentional. Captain Boston said in a legal declaration that he was certain the Israeli pilots knew the Liberty, which clearly displayed American flags and had markings in English, not Arabic, was a Navy ship. Goes on to say, retired Admiral Thomas Moorer, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said the same thing. It does rush to say that A.J. Crystal, a U.S. bankruptcy court judge who wrote the Liberty Incident, said in the book that 10 U.S. and 3 Israeli investigations found no evidence of any Israeli intent to attack an American ship. Well, A.J. Crystal is a liar and a propagandist, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is Jewish. And not only Jews were involved in the cover-up and the lies. John McCain's father, who was not Jewish, was involved in the cover-up and the lies. But J. Crystal is, ladies and gentlemen, in this case, while John McCain and his father are Christian traitors to America, A.J. Crystal is a Jewish traitor to America, a Jewish traitor who was guided by his devotion to Israel. So he was, in fact, acting for reasons bound unto him, so to speak, by his Jewish faith, his Jewish cultural heritage. And incidentally, it might be said that the reason why Admiral McCain and his corrupt son John McCain, although they are Christian traitors to America, they in fact were influenced by the fact that Jewish power in America and their devotion to advancing Jewish power and maintaining Jewish power led them into their traitorous activities. Traitors all, Jews and Christians alike. Someday there will be a reckoning, and America's traitors will pay a mighty price. Someday there will be trials held, lawfully conducted trials in this country for the traitors and the war criminals. And if these people are convicted of being traitors, as I believe they are, let us hope that they will be treated as the traitors that they are. Tough words, I guess, folks, but, you know, sometimes we got to tell the truth. You know, the Washington Times points out today, and I clipped this out to send to my friend, the big shot lawyer, who loves McCain and loves supporting the troops, even though that means killing the troops, reports that John McCain has failed to come out and say anything about revelations from even the pro-Israel, pro-troops, quote-unquote, pro-Republican newspaper, the Washington Times, has revealed that the Veterans Administration has been administering drugs with severe potential side effects to hundreds of military veterans. In other words, they're poisoning our troops, they're giving them drugs that cause them to commit suicide. The story goes on and on and on, and John McCain, America's best-known veteran, a man who presumes to be our president, has yet to come out and say anything about it. Well, as I scribbled on this clipping, which I'm sending to my friend, the big shot lawyer, I address it to him by name, and I say, so-and-so, I say, the dirty son of a blank is not supporting the troops. And then I suggest that the Lord in heaven do something to John McCain, using some rather fancy language that I don't want to use here in the air, but I think you can figure out what we would all like to see God do to George W. Bush and to John McCain and all the traitors. One last little item. It turns out there have been accusations that Colin Powell's former chief of staff made bigoted remarks about Douglas Feith, the Jewish former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. It's been alleged that Wilkerson made reckless, bigoted, and defamatory remarks about Feith. Specifically, those bigoted, reckless, and defamatory remarks was that Feith was a card-carrying member of the Likud Party, whose allegiance is to Israel rather than the United States. Well, guess what, folks? It was not Lawrence Wilkerson, Colin Powell's chief of staff, who made those allegedly reckless, bigoted, and defamatory remarks. Guess what? According to writer George Packer in his book, The Assassin's Gate, it was Colin Powell who said that about Douglas Feith, however it's pronounced. Colin Powell said that Feith was a card-carrying member of the Likud Party whose allegiance is to Israel rather than the United States. That's what our former Secretary of State, Colin Powell, said about this highly regarded leader of the American Jewish lobby. And you know what? Colin Powell was right. We ought to give Colin Powell a medal for that. All right, folks, we're going to go to the callers when we come back. Your time to call in is now, 800-313-9443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how
how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to remind you, as I mentioned last evening, very good website, lots of interesting and entertaining commentary, lots of good facts and information on a website. It's been out there for a while. Check it out. It's ziomania.com, just like it sounds, Z-I-O-M-A-N-I-A, ziomania.com. All right, folks, we are going to go to the phones here. I'm going to bring up our first caller, Will from Pennsylvania. Will, are you there?
Mikey Piper, I love you, man.
Yeah, are you the guy that called last evening?
Yes.
Yes, good. Okay, I'm glad you called in. Great. Yeah, go ahead, Will. Now, I guess you were calling in again about answering Mike from Illinois.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say three words. I just said 3 seconds. But
Whatever. Yeah.
Since I got a little more time than that, maybe I can expound a little more deeper.
Please feel free to do so.
On the impossibility. Number one, the maneuvers that were recorded by the ATC are impossible. That a 77 would have fallen apart to pieces doing a 270-degree turn at 500 miles per hour. Number two, to fly, it would have left the mark on the lawn, the Pentalon, as it's called, the pristine Pentalon. It would have ruined that lawn if it wouldn't have been able to fly 50 feet over that grass, much less 5 to 10 feet. But my 3 second answer was simply this: 757s can't penetrate 9 feet of reinforced concrete. And 757s can't deliver Tomahawk missiles, but E-4Bs can. Now, Reagan International is right next to the Pentagon, so airplanes flying over, you know, 24/7. They fly over, there's one every 2 to 10 minutes. So people seeing it, an airplane, it wouldn't have been out of the norm for them to see an airplane. Now, they could have easily switched off a commercial and replaced it. They had a C-130 that was spotted, that was reported, and an EB-40, which can carry a Tomahawk. It came a few minutes later. But regardless, the maneuvers were impossible for a commercial airplane.
Okay, and now, Will, I'll tell you what. I'm familiar with a lot of those arguments, and I can't argue against them. And number two, not only can I not argue against them because I'm not qualified, but number two, enough people who know enough things about that have put forth some pretty solid arguments against the idea that, in fact, it was a commercial airliner that did that. But
pilots for 911 Truth, yeah. I mean,
but here's here's the thing. I guess that still doesn't answer the question why, if they were going to use commercial airliners in New York, why didn't they also use a commercial airliner and just crash it into the Pentagon in Washington? Why did they go through the process of using a missile?
They did use a commercial airline in D.C. as a decoy because, okay, say you crash a 757 into the Pentagon. What's going to be left is not going to look right because you're going to have a plane with two big engines laying on it, you know, all over the place. The tip of a commercial airline is light carbon. It would have probably not even breached half of the first 3 foot E-ring.
Oh, so basically, let me ask you this question, and just to clarify it in my own mind, what you're saying then is that the reason why they used a missile, and obviously you believe it was a missile.
Opinion.
Right. I just want to clarify this for myself and for the listeners too. So you're saying then that the reason why they would have gone that extra step was because they wanted a maximum amount of damage.
Yeah, and if you recall, Michael, that part of the Pentagon was renamed the Catcher's Mitt because it was just that part was reconstructed to withstand. To me, it was a test, basically. No commercial airline would have ever been able to penetrate them three rings. So if they would have crashed it there, it would have looked a little awkward. Where you have all these parts laying all over with a plane, you know, with the nose crushed, you know, and no hole. If you remember that initial hole, that 16 or 20
right,
hole.
Right, right. I'm familiar with all that.
That airplane would never have been able to make that. Now, had they had a 757, a commercial airline, if you remember Northwoods, they were talking about, you know, taking a CIA plane.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to my knowledge, there's no commercial airline they can take that is equipped to deliver a missile. They're in the midst of that now. There's a lot of talk about that they do have airplanes that are capable, commercial-type airplanes in the future. But at this point, there is no commercial 747, 57, 67 that can deliver a mini Tomahawk.
All right, well, I hear the music coming up here. Stay on for a minute after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, that's quite a reasonable answer, I thought. I'd be curious to see if Mike from Illinois would like to respond to that. If he's listening, I would encourage him to call in. All right, folks, stay tuned. The number here is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. Last month, we ran ads stating that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. While the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen, it is estimated that over 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought of storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. 1-800-453-2202. Larry Matlick, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6 that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Act now. Call Ready Reserve at 1-800-453-2202 or visit us on the web at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Will from Pennsylvania aboard with us here talking about what did or did not happen at the Pentagon. Well, that was very interesting, and I think that certainly makes a lot of sense to me. You know, like I say, we're never really going to find out what did happen, but I thought Mike raised a very logical question, and if you're right, that's an answer to his question. So did you have any further comments?
Well, in the beginning, I tried to stay away from the Pentagon because we have smoke and guns in Building 7, and we have architects and engineers, 400 and growing. We have the thermite, the thermate. We have the near free fall speed. These are all smoking guns, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, but yeah, the smoking guns are endless. That's right. Mm-hmm.
But what my fear was, even before Mr. Jones said this, God forbid it was a honeypot, and then they do release an airplane hitting the Pentagon, and then there you go. It just nullifies and negates the whole truth or argument.
Right, you know, exactly. Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing. You don't know what they're keeping covered up. That's the whole problem. But, I mean, the people who are involved in the cover up are the people who are quote unquote conducting the investigation. So, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah, we have to remember this was carried out with extreme military precision. We're talking split second, you know, precision here. So they're substituting and decoying planes, so they could basically do what they want. Now, if you remember, there's little pieces on the Pentagon, on this pristine Pentagon lawn, and the people look like Secret Servicemen. They have little pieces that could fit in your trunk. They definitely didn't look like they were from a large commercial airplane. Now, if you also remember the video they shown, you can see a little plane, and even in the date on it is September 12th, and in the bottom right it says plane, as if to subliminally tell the sheeple, tell the sheeple, oh, it's plane, yeah, Hannity, I seen a plane, I seen two planes flying into a building, and they went down, two planes in a building.
I tell you something, though, what's even more provocative than that, Will, is the fact that I remember mentioning to a friend of mine who believes everything the government says and everything that he sees in the mass media. I remember saying to him, well, I said, you know, there are people who do not believe that it was a commercial airliner who hit the Pentagon. And he went on and on and saying how ridiculous that was.
Yeah.
And then after they ostensibly released the video, which proved it.
You got him.
He said, well, no, this is what's interesting. No, this is what's interesting. He called me up and he said, ha, ha, ha. He said, they just released the video of a plane hitting the Pentagon. And I said, oh, really? I said, where did you hear that? He said, well, it was in the Washington Post today. And I said, well, yes. I said, I saw that article, too. I said, but have you seen the video? And he said, well, no, but he said the Post reported about it. And I said, well, I said, there's a lot of people who have looked at that video. And I said, I've seen some information that it doesn't indicate to me that a plane of the type that officially hit the Pentagon actually hit the Pentagon.
Didn't Bill O'Reilly even say it doesn't look, or was it Pat Buchanan? I think it was Bill O'Reilly said it didn't even look like a plane.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, that's interesting. Now, see, it was a slip of the tongue on his part because I don't think he realized when he was stating the truth that so many people would pick up on that. But the point I was making is that there's still so many people who now believe that they've actually seen the video of a plane hitting the Pentagon. I mean, I had a guy call this program one time and talk about how he saw on November 22nd, 1963, the Zapruder film of John F. Kennedy being assassinated. And he was well-meaning. He was not lying. But in fact, the Zapruder film wasn't really shown to the public until 1975, except when it was shown prior to that briefly in the New Orleans trial of Clay Shaw in like about 1971. But the point is, once you've put something in someone's mind and you've told them what it is, then they believe it. And this guy, in the case of the Zapruder film, had seen the film so many times that he merged that, he morphed that with what he saw on November 22nd. So they've got us coming and going as far as telling us what we should see and what we have seen, even though we really haven't seen it.
They do. And Brzezinski said, I don't know if you're familiar with the Between Two Ages. It took me a while to find the book, and I only got 124-page PDF, 300-page book. But what he says in it, there's a chapter in Between Two Ages written in 1970. It's the chapter is called America's Role in the Technotronic Era. He says a form of science will be used on the public shortly of which they would be oblivious, that would control their minds, their thoughts. Eventually, they will have no opinions of their own. All they will be able to do is repeat and parrot what they've heard on the previous night's news, because they would then expect the media to actually exist to do their reasoning for them. This is 1970.
Well, think of how far we've come technology-wise, and think how far dumbed down the people have been.
And he also talks about HARP in 1970, where there's going to be a technology that will be able to incapacitate the brains of people in large regions. I mean, this guy is sick, and now he's controlling Mr. Hussein Obama.
He's right. That's right, as a matter of fact. Yeah, he's Barack Obama.
And he's got his book, Second Chance. Second Chance. From Carter.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, this may be our last chance. Will, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call.
Can I say one thing, sir? One thing, 30 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, look, I cannot stand this Iron Curtain of Zionism. I'm with you all the way, brother. Now, Here's my argument. Even if it is the Anglo establishment that are controlling things, right now it's the Zionists doing the legwork, and they got the military. So there's going to be a power shift. They're going to say, no, 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 we did the legwork. So,
really nasty fight at the highest levels.
Yeah, and I think they got, in the end, it's the Zionists, because they got the military-industrial complex, which is academia, media,
Well, that whole term Anglo refers back to the City of London, the whole financial center out of London, and it's the Rothschild family that controls all that. So, yes. Really, that's what it all comes down to. A lot of these quote-unquote Anglo families have been essentially very well-paid valets and manservants,
yes,
for the Rothschild family going back to about 1800.
Yeah, I appreciate your work, sir, and tell Jim to hurry up. I need some entertainment.
Jim is with us tonight. He'll be here with us very shortly.
I've been listening to you for a long time, my friend, and I just started recently calling in. Very informative, very informative.
All right, well, I appreciate it, and you really filled out some holes, I guess, here tonight.
I'm looking forward to
hearing
from
you. Thanks a lot, Will. Good talking to you. Call again soon.
I'm looking forward to hearing from Mike.
All righty. Okay, let's go to Houston with Mario. Mario, come on up.
Hey, how you doing there, Michael?
What's going on tonight?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to kind of talk about a couple of things. Your last caller had a lot of good points. I did want to not focus so much on the physical aspects of 9/11, more of like paper trail, money, and things like that. But I did want to point out one thing before I get into what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was the, the Zionists, they don't just have military, they have police, too.
Unfortunately, you're right, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the big thing. If we can, I don't know if we can educate people and let them know that, they're trained in our police in every city and train them to look for terrorists and, of course, you know who the terrorists are going to be.
Oh, this is the thing. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has literally had its tentacles inside police departments all over the United States for years. In fact, without going into a long story, I can tell you this much, that when this bunch of criminals out on the West Coast were trying to destroy Liberty Lobby, which is the publisher of the Spotlight, the newspaper that preceded American Free Press, when they orchestrated a trumped-up SWAT team raid on the home of Willis Cardo, who was the founder of Liberty Lobby, it was Deputy Sheriff Tim Carroll of San Diego County who orchestrated and organized that SWAT team raid. This guy who worked with this character, Mark Weber, and these other people, was publicly documented as the Anti-Defamation League liaison to the San Diego County Deputy Sheriff. And this has been something that has happened in police departments all over the country. I mean, right here in Washington, D.C., I'll tell you a quick story. Years ago, when David Duke from Louisiana came up here to Washington to announce his presidential campaign, many, many years ago, I joined David down at the National Press Club with him. I was there kind of just to be with him while he was getting ready to give his speech. And there was a real nice cop there who I met at that time, and then I ran into him a couple times here on Capitol Hill, actually in a couple bars up here in Capitol Hill, real nice fellow. Well, I subsequently discovered that this real nice fellow was the D.C. Police Department's liaison with the Anti-Defamation League. So, these are regular cops, regular, nice, decent, good Americans who have been assigned by their superiors to be the liaison with this gang of criminals who are, in fact, agents of Israel's Mossad. So this is happening all over the country, and it certainly happened in New York City. So they had their hands all over the police department in New York.
Well, thanks for that story. This is kind of a nice interlude to what I wanted to bring up here. I don't know if you might be familiar with Urban Moving Systems, right?
I'm sorry, familiar with who?
Urban Moving Systems.
Oh yes, absolutely. They're the Mossad front that was in New Jersey. That was the guys who were picked up cheering 911 worked for Urban Moving Systems. Mossad
guys.
Yeah,
see, I think that this is the aspect that a lot of the 9/11, I mean, it's really uncomfortable for a lot of 9/11 truth people, but I think they really need to start focusing more on this and get off of the Pentagon and even World Trade Center 7. I mean, it's a smoking gun, but something's come out just in the past few days is that Urban Moving Systems had if you Google Urban Moving Systems federal funding, you'll come across a website that lists federal spending for the past 7 years, and Urban Moving Systems received a $665,000, I guess it was a grant. It was paid out on June 21st of 2001.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that proves anything, but...
Well, it certainly shows that Urban Moving Systems had an in with some very important people who were able to steer some business their way. You know, it's interesting you bring up Urban Moving Systems. What a lot of people forget about that is what, according to the early news reports that were published in the Bergen Record by one of the reporters who was there on the scene, those guys also had... They had, I think, maps of one of the bridges leading over into Manhattan there were indications. Now, this is off the top of my head, but there were indications that led the police to believe that these guys may have also been involved in some sort of activity involving a terrorist attack on one of those bridges.
Yeah, I don't think that the Twin Towers was all that was supposed to go on that day. I never have thought that. You know, I think that there was supposed to be, you know, lots of other things going on. You know, bombs here, bombs there.
I would agree with you. I mean, there were indications that things had happened here in Washington, and then of course later, you know, even though it was reported right here in Washington, it was never reported nationally. And then of course those stories just kind of disappeared into the mist. So yeah, I think you're right about that. And you know, the whole story is yet to be told. We'll never know the whole thing. But you know, it's kind of funny you point that out, that so many of the 911 truth people, I call them, a lot of those people, the 911 schmooze people, they do avoid that uncomfortable story about Urban Moving Systems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's about all I had to say. I wanted to thank you. I don't know how you feel about plugs. I just wanted to maybe get, maybe direct your listeners to this great website. Good research there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Antineocons.com.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Mario. Good talking to you. All right, we got Mike from Illinois. Mike, you started this discussion. I guess this is Mike, the same Mike from Illinois. Let's bring him up and find out.
Yeah, hey, Mike, it's me. I listened to Will's answer, and unfortunately, I didn't get the sufficient answer as to why the Pentagon, the plane, didn't hit it. He started talking about the hows, and I understand planes are, I think they're made of actually aluminum, and they really don't have a big impact, and they shatter into tiny pieces when they crash. So I understand all that. However, why? Why would they substitute a missile for the plane and take on that huge risk? When you asked him that question, why, he said there'd be more destruction with a missile.
Well, yeah, I kind of put those words in his mouth, and he agreed with that. I don't want to say he said that per se. I'll tell you what, Mike, the reason why I said that is because I a friend of mine, I haven't seen him in years, I really should get in touch with him, very smart fellow. A point he made about 9/11 in a very colorful and very direct way was that the most important thing about 9/11 was the big impact, the public perception, that they wanted it to be as destructive as possible. And they needed the imagery of the Pentagon, you know, the symbol of America's military might being struck. If I read Mike correctly, what he's saying was, or not Mike, yeah, Will, I'm sorry, Will. If I read Will correctly, what he was saying was that they didn't feel that a plane would do quite the damage that they needed. So therefore, they had to kind of, this whole concept of, you know, airliners being hijacked and crashed into buildings, that was the whole theme, but they needed to have as much damage as possible to make it as devastating to the public perception as possible. That's my reading of it.
Yeah, well,
Mike, I tell you what, we have the break coming up here, but I want you to hang on for the break. So please do that. We'll talk more about it when we come back. All right, folks, we are going to the break. We're going to return with Mike from Illinois talking about the missile versus plane conundrum.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There you go.
Here's a way to remember something important. Okay, here I go. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea. Because of you, I'm losing. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea. Because of you, I'm not snoozy. I like the way my tummy feels. I like the way I eat my meals. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea.com. Because of you, I look good. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. That's get the tea. There we go. You think I'm ready for Larry King? Life Change Tea. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got Mike from Illinois aboard with us. Mike, you had some further comments. Go ahead.
Right. I was just about to make the similar point that you just made. If the agenda of 911 was to create a national trauma and to scare the American people and use that as an excuse to further the neocon agenda, I agree with that 100%. Now, two towers collapsing in the middle of Manhattan, and three or four planes going down would create 100% of that trauma. Now, you're telling me that They wanted a little bit more damage or a lot more damage on the Pentagon with the missile. So they took on this huge risk of making this plane disappear. Where did it go? Risking exposure just for that extra damage in the Pentagon. Let me tell you, a plane smashing into the Pentagon is going to do some damage, and it's going to fulfill all of the requirements to create trauma. So it makes no sense for them to risk exposure and being caught by having this huge cover up with this plane just for the sake of some extra floors being knocked out.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you what, I understand your argument. In fact, when all is said and done, despite the good facts, the good points that Will made, I lean more in the direction of your attitude, your opinion there, because that doesn't answer the question, what did happen to the plane, you know? I mean, what did happen to the plane? Did they ditch it in the Atlantic? Did they land it somewhere and kill everybody aboard, you know? Did they shoot it down somewhere that we don't know about? You're right, Mike, and see, this is why in the bigger picture, and this is what I've said at different times in different contexts here, that sometimes I think in this argument over 911, we found ourselves getting too involved in too many complicated theories and explanations, many of which have answers to them, that we get away from the big picture. The big point is who did it and why they did it. And this is exactly what happened with the Kennedy assassination. People started worrying about whether Kennedy was hit by one bullet in the head or two bullets in the head, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and not worrying about who killed Kennedy and why. So I lean in your direction very strongly, Mike, for a variety of reasons.
You're absolutely right. And I think people in 9/11 truth movement, people in the Patriot community, I think all of us have a common thread in that we distrust authority, and we know governments lie to us consistently, whereas the American sheeple don't know that. However,
right.
we hurt our cause by grasping onto any wild-eyed theory, that will supposedly help our cause, where in this case it absolutely hurts our cause because the logic and reason alone are enough to refute it.
Yeah, well, this is what I said. You know, we in looking back at the quote unquote contributions of Christopher Boleyn, his primary contribution was spinning a lot of different theories explaining, you know, what did happen at the World Trade Center, for example, and in fact, they were all exclusively contradictory to one another. So, which theory do you believe? Theory in week A, or theory in week B, or theory in week C? So yeah, we want to get to who did it and why, not how they did it. All right, Mike, another good call. I appreciate it. Apologies to Jim from Texas and a couple other callers we couldn't get up tonight, but we'll be here Monday night, God willing. Thanks for listening in, folks. Have a good weekend. Stay tuned for more good programming on this, republicbroadcasting.org. All you men out.